Blog Talk Radio.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You hurt my feelings, dum-dum.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today.
Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Yeah. Hello, folks, and welcome this fine Saturday afternoon. We are Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. Our main goal is, you know, encouragement, empowerment, sharing stories and experiences with each other. And just all around sharing our message that barefoot is legal and it is safe and there's nothing weird, gross, dangerous about it as long as you are paying attention, which most of us who barefoot are paying attention to where we walk. I am your host, Audrey. I have been barefooting for basically my whole life, but more full-time, I'd say for about 10 years. I am here with my co-host, Phoenix, who she is 2 years into the more?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, when I was a kid, I feel like most people are barefooted when they were kids. Like, that's part of what they did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, society kind of, you know, tried to change that.
Yeah. Can't change
it. When I was a kid and even when I was in school, even in high school, like, I tried to pop them off when I got a chance as, you know, much as possible. But
I really hope that's being blocked out. We have someone's chipping wood right now. I don't know if anybody can hear it, but I apologize. Anyway, carry on.
You're good. I think around 2020, I think it was about 2 years around the time COVID came. Kind of got more into it. I feel like in general.
I remember you came to me and started talking about it more and asking questions, and I was like, for a minute, So I was like, do it.
And the thing is, you know, what's crazy to me is that, you know, I didn't even realize until 2020 when I, you know, started doing it is that there are no laws or health codes against it. You know, like it was something that I never really thought about though either, you know. But it's just so crazy to me that I went so long thinking that, you know, those no shirt, no shoe services signs were legal, and they're not. You know, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting, and it is actually illegal for any place that is open to the public to, you know, have a policy against barefooting. Now, if it's a place that, you know, offers a private membership, so, you know, like a gym or maybe even like, you know, some kind of like club or whatever, like a country club or a golf club, like place, something like that, you know. Anything that, you know, has a membership, they legally can have policies against barefooting. But if it is a place that is open to the public, you know, whether it's a store, you know, a hospital, a mall, you know, anything that is open to the public, there legally cannot be a policy against barefooting. They legally cannot kick you out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if anybody...
Our rights are protected.
Yeah, and it's also really important for people to remember, you know, that barefooters are real people. And I think a lot of people need to realize more that people are people. They're not...
We're not machines.
Yeah, and...
We're not infallible.
Yeah, and it's not... I don't know. It's just, it blows my mind, you know, how... People just, I don't know, I guess think that they have the right to just make rude comments to strangers in general or, you know, just be very disrespectful. And, you know, it's like you don't really know somebody, you know, you can't, I mean, it's like you can look at somebody and, you know, see their bare feet, but you don't know them. You know, you can't judge their character, just like you can't. You know, like they say, don't judge a book by its cover. You know, you can't just look at somebody and know what kind of person they are. Not really, you know, and it just blows my mind how there's still so much stigma against barefooting. But it's really important to keep in mind that, you know, people barefoot for so many different reasons. You know, there are medical reasons, and that could be physical health as well as mental health. There are cultural reasons and as well as, you know, spiritual and religious reasons. And, you know, there's many other reasons out there too, you know, within each of those categories. You know, people that barefoot for spiritual reasons don't, you know, barefoot necessarily for the same spiritual reason or with the same faith in mind. And, you know, people that barefoot for medical reasons or whether it's physical or mental health may not be barefooting for those, you know, same aspects of life. They may not be doing it for the same reasons, and they may not even be getting the same benefits out of it. You know, for some people, you know, it can be a sensory thing, an awareness thing. Well, you know, for some people, it's just an uncomfortable feeling trapped, you know, and, but then at the same time, a lot of these can overlap, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. They can. And they do for many of us. There's a lot of it. It's like, for me, as far as like for sensory, that's kind of, you know, more of a physical thing if you think about it. But then it also being able to feel my sensory improves my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And my mental health, in my opinion, is my spirituality,
mm-hmm.
is trying to stay mentally healthy for me, like mm-hmm. what I do to keep my mental health
well,
up.
And I think,
so it's like it's all
yeah,
integrated.
Yeah.
And literally, like, barefooting helps all of it. Like, it opens everything up.
It's a multi-dimensional experience. Like,
it is.
Honestly.
It opens it up to everything. Opens everything up when I'm mm-hmm. free to feel.
Well, and I think people forget that, you know, we have a central nervous system that mm-hmm. goes throughout our entire bodies, you know, from our brains, you know, throughout our body.
Yeah.
And, you know, our, you know, what was I trying to say? Like, sensory issues, you know, it can be both physical and mental, you know,
mm-hmm.
because
exactly.
the central nervous system is interconnected. And, you know, and that's why, you know, even for myself and for other people, you know, barefooting can be really good for that
right.
emotional
well,
regulation.
And for chronic pain, because it
yeah.
helps. What happens a lot of time is what happens to me, we're trying to figure out treatments for it. It's like your brain just interprets any little bit
mm-hmm.
as extreme pain. Like, it can be
yeah.
excruciating just to barely, you know, sometimes friends barely tap each other on the shoulder. Like,
mm-hmm.
that can be excruciating for,
yeah.
like, literally no reason other than
yeah.
your brain's misinterpreting the signal.
Yeah.
But when I'm barefooting, somehow it helps, like, focus and calm my whole system so it's not as bad. Like, it
no,
literally
and
is
that makes
not
sense,
as intense.
You know?
Like, Don't ask me to explain the science fully, folks, because I don't know it, but I just know it that's what helps.
To me, you know, like, you know, yeah, I'm not going into nursing or anything, but as somebody that, you know, has an associate degree in psychology, and I still have a long way to go with that, you know, when we were talking about the central nervous system, and I remember when I was 17, because I also have fibromyalgia and other health issues, you know, me and Audrey, we got a collection of them.
We got a book.
We've got a book.
We got the textbook. Grey's Anatomy ain't got nothing on there. Anyway, carry on.
Sorry. No, you're good. Give me one second. Sorry. And I get my cough out.
You're good.
But...
I have water there. Something dry.
Okay, thank you. When I was 17,
yeah.
too, with my chronic pain issues, I also met with a pain psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was explaining that, you know, like, especially with fibro, it's, you know, very connected to the central nervous system. It's all, yeah, because it's all the nerves in your body. And things like fibromyalgia, as well as being neurodivergent, are neurological things. And,
yeah.
you know, it's so interconnected.
Okay, it's all in your head. You're like, well, I know it is because it's my brain.
Yeah, you know, all nerve issues, unless you, like, had nerve damage that caused
right.
nerve issues, all, like, nerve issues are neurological.
Most. Just cover your butt.
Yeah, but I don't know. At least I had a doctor that explained it that way to
yeah.
me. But again, maybe again, like, she didn't explain it that well. But from what I was told,
well,
that most of them. Yeah, so,
anyway,
no, I understand. But, yeah, so
doctor.
Most of them, you know, from what I've been explained, it seems that it is neurological. And, you know, and you know, obviously,
well,
if you receive.
The connection between the nerve and the brain, which are
yeah.
connected. So, yeah,
yeah.
It's like,
and our nerves are a neurological thing too. You know, they get signals from our brain And with fibro, those signals are going haywire, and it sends from the brain all throughout the central nervous system.
And one of the problems is they don't know, is it, because they, when I first was diagnosed, they said overactive nerves.
Okay.
But then the more I learn, it's like they're not sure if the connection is the nerve is more sensitive or a, and it can be different for everybody.
Yeah.
But there's those that are like the nerve is actually overactive, oversensitive.
Uh-huh.
And then there's those where it's the brain chemical that's interpreting is the problem that causes you to think it is. So it's like they're trying, you know, they got to try and figure out. Then that's why treatment is so tricky.
Yeah.
It's because they got to figure, do they need to give you something, a nerve medication for the, to help calm the nerve, or do they need to figure out which chemical you're lacking or whatnot to help supplement the brain?
Well, and in general, like,
that's what's been, again, not a doctor. That's how it's explained to me and my research has shown.
Yeah.
Got to make sure, you know.
And obviously, you know, we're not professionals or, you know, with that, but.
I should have gone into medical. I'm not even kidding you because as much as I've had to see him, I'm.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. And
since my knee doctor this week, barefoot, of course, and he was like, all he said was, your toes are really pretty. I just painted in my rainbows, which I've picked off. But anyway, he was like, you spend a lot of time on your hair and nails. It's really nice. But I had him still super messy, and I was like, you're being a smart A, but it's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You know, it is. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, but. When I had gone to the pain psychologist when I was 17, she had also, you know, it talked about how, you know, a lot of, you know, chronic pain, like conditions with fibromyalgia, you know, your emotions are, you know, interconnected to your pain level. And, you know, a lot, and in general, you know, when people go through a lot of stress or their mental health is really bad, it can, you know, cause physical manifestations in the body. But especially with, you know, people that have a lot of, you know, chronic pain conditions, you know, your mental health is really going to make that worse. Stress makes it a lot worse. And that's something that, you know, not only just talking to a pain psychologist and hearing, but also, you know, just like from my own experience, you know, and for, you know, myself and, you know, also Audrey talked about this, you know, barefooting helps, you know, with the sensory aspects of pain as well as, you know, emotional regulation with pain.
Which is very difficult to do. And anyone that has chronic pain that you see on a normal basis is that keeps their self together, you need to applaud them because it is hard work.
Yeah.
Especially when you go into work and you're forced to put shoes on, which makes everything worse. You guys need to be patient with folks.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to throw my two cents in because people act like you're a big baby.
No.
And you know how it is. I guess it gets old when people act like you're a big baby or you're dumb because pain hurts, you know, and you talk about it and it bothers you and blah, blah. But, and then trying to, and when they force you in shoes. I'm sorry, I'm about to go off on a tangent. I'm going to let you get back to your point. So
No, you're good. You know, I was just saying how that's understandable. I just was talking about how, you know, like, you know, when you're in a bad place emotionally and how your mental health can make pain worse, but at the same time, you know, pain can make your mental health worse.
Yes.
It's all interconnected. And I think it's important for people to realize, too, that, like, you know, our central nervous system connects our brains and our bodies. It's all interconnected. And, you know, it's important to listen to both. You know, I don't know. I get what people mean when they say the, like, phrase mind over matter. You know, it's like don't let everything get to you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, I've heard people use that towards their bodies.
Yeah.
And, you know, as, you know, people that, you know, like us that, you know, go through chronic pain, we often do have to just push through, be mentally strong,
It is physically exhausting to ignore your pain, not to mention just mentally.
Yeah.
So, you know, when, especially like, you know, if you're a non-barefooter and you see someone public, you know, and you don't know what their reasons are, like, and how important it is for them.
Yeah.
Why can't people just be nice? Be kind. Be kind. Help when you can. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
Not difficult.
No, it's not. And, I don't know, and just in general, like, I feel like we have a society where it's like, ignore your body, ignore your body, ignore your body,
yeah.
Productivity, you know, you got to put on a strong front all of the time. And, you know, that's exhausting for everybody, but especially people with chronic illnesses, chronic pain, anything like that, you know, or have, you know, severe mental health issues.
Yeah, and we have both on top, all of it on top of it. It's very, very difficult, and mind their business.
And I mean, and like I was saying, like, you know, mental health can also, and stress can also cause physical manifestation.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know, so it's like, it is all interconnected. And I think a lot of people, though, need to slow down and just listen.
There's an actual thing called a stress rash. Like, so obviously just being stressed can cause physical manifestation because they always ask you too, when you go in something and you're in pain and they don't know why, everyone goes, what's your stress like lately? They always ask because they even doctors know it could be your stress manifesting itself physically. Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have other, you know, like chronic pain or illness issues, it can definitely make those
amplify them.
And so just in general, I think in our society, we really need to just slow down and start listening to our bodies more and remember that our bodies and our mental health are interconnected.
Yeah.
You know, if you are neglecting your body, like your mental health is going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, as if you're neglecting your mental health, your body can suffer. And it's like, it's really important to remember that there is a mind and body connection. And
they're given both and they're both fully integrated. So obviously you need to take care of both, not... That's what gets me, and I'll tell you what, and this isn't meant to sound any type of way against any type of person, but, like, especially, and I'll just say it, especially over religious people, when they talk about, like I've had them tell me needing to take antidepressants or an anxiety medicine is of the devil or whatever. Like, it's like,
know,
and that's what I'm like, but if you had diabetes or you had a thyroid issue, you'd take care of it, and that's a physical thing. So why is it any different taking care of your mental health?
Mm-hmm. Well, and my thing, too, is if your, you know, belief in a higher power wants you to suffer rather than get help, that is something that I think needs to be reevaluated.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I had one of my friends, I had legit told me when I was going through depression, well, just stop being sad. Literally just told me that. And I'm like, there's a chemical imbalance in my brain and body, okay? Like, it is not, I'm just sad. There's, like, we need to fix some levels here.
Yeah. And I think in general, a lot of people, like, really still, unfortunately, don't have a really good idea on mental health as well as physical health and understanding that there are a lot of things that people don't have control over.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people are just trying the best they can to find ways to cope, ways to heal, ways to get through it. And, you know, but honestly, you know, nobody really knows what they're doing, like, with it, you know, because, and part of it is because it's been so neglected in our society, you know, mental health as well as the mind-body connection, and, you know, I think barefooting is definitely a key way for people to be able to listen to their body, bridge that gap, but, you know, be able to listen to their bodies as well as their minds, because, you know, there's so many different aspects to it. And, you know, as we've talked about too, like, you know, even if you're not somebody who is a barefooter, you know, if you're having a panic attack, you know, take your shoes off, you know, it can help, you know, whether you realize it or not, like if your feet hurt or, you know, you can even feel trapped too and not realize that that's part of the problem.
And your feet are literally, your feet are the gateway to your soul. I don't know. I don't know if that's accurate, but I mean, like, literally, like, I still have many of the problems I had, but they're not as intense and they're manageable when I'm barefoot. And I know that sounds like, I'm not trying to say it's some miracle cure or whatever, but it's true. It's freeing. It helps center and feel your realness, I guess. I don't know. Like, it doesn't, the whole world feels safe when you got shoes on to me. Like, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that even makes sense right now, but it's,
I think I kind of get where you're trying to go at, but I don't know. I think in general, like, where is it with this? I'm sorry. There's just...
She's retrograde ain't helping none.
No, they really aren't.
Being so close as it is, huge.
Yeah. We actually have 6 planetary bodies in retrograde, and that is Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And so there's definitely a lot of craziness in the air.
Keep in mind, there's only, what, 8 that we can see in 6
hours. Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah, definitely. And with these retrogrades, like with, you know, Mercury in Virgo retrograde and Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces, this is actually going to show like a strong dynamic of mind-body connection and emotional spiritual connection and the alignment of both, because, you know, Mercury actually does also rule Virgo, but Virgo is an earth sign, which tends to be more physical and more practical.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's really this, so Virgo represents a mind-body connection.
Right.
And so that's really key. And with the sign being in Mercury, which also rules it, as well as, you know, a very mind placement, you know, this is really going to show that emphasis on that mind-body connection. Jupiter and Neptune, which are in retrograde in Pisces, both rule Pisces.
Right.
And so Pisces is very emotional, energetic, spiritual, intuitive energy, representing our emotions and our spiritual selves. And
high, you should see me and my AP, a bunch of females with their emotions running high. We about did not make it last week.
Yeah, and on top of and on top of that, the moon was in Pisces for about 3 days, and it had, and at one point,
it was pulling hard.
Yeah, well, and at one point, it had also conjunct with Neptune, and then it conjunct with Jupiter. And so, so a conjunction is when they line up at like the same degree.
Uh-huh.
And so they, you know, they may not get that close, but they're still at an overlapping degree in the sky. Yeah, so like in the circle around the sky or the elliptical, like they're in at the same degree, even if they're not that close to each other, they're still at the same degree. And so, no, you're good.
I feel like that's what you meant, but
yeah, so when they conjunct, there's an alignment of this energy. And Jupiter has a lot to do with belief systems, pushing fear and limitations. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember. I believe it was Monday to Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
That's just that triple check. I'll tell you later. I'll
think
later.
So, yeah.
I'm going to take over the show.
No, you're good. And so, you know, with, and I promise, guys, this gets back to barefooting. Just bear with me.
She always has a method. I just don't always know it. So
well, I feel the need to also explain so people understand, like, where I'm going with
actually.
It for sure.
Okay.
And so Jupiter has a lot to do with belief systems. And that can be in a spiritual, a philosophical sense with our opinions, but also, you know, belief systems in the sense of, you know, fear and anxiety and challenging those and having faith in ourselves or faith in this and that. And that doesn't necessarily, you know, just adhere to, you know, religion or spirituality, but also like our own personal limitations, because Jupiter has a lot to do with limitations, barriers, as well as expansion. And the Neptune is emotions on the deepest level, our unconscious mind, our, you know, just, I think I already said emotions on the deepest level, but also very deep spiritual and psychic energy, as well as our belief system. And so with that, Neptune and Jupiter is, you know, representing, you know, a very, you know, psychic energy with, you know, the spiritual aspects of barefooting, but also with Jupiter, you know, in the challenging limitations and challenging fear and barriers. This is going to apply to barriers and fear that, you know, we have within ourselves, but also that other people kind of project onto us or try to, you know, cage us into, honestly. So Jupiter is about challenging those, you know, fear and, you know, that control and those barriers, and that can apply to barefooting. And Pisces actually does represent the feet, as well as, you know, our emotional and spiritual selves. So there's going to be a need to kind of push barriers and push back against fear on an emotional level, a spiritual level, but also with our belief in ourselves and how we conform to others' expectations.
You mentioned how people are so, I'm sorry.
No,
it's
no, you're good.
People are so, the people are like the most closed off and most like shut off and stuck in their ways and being like closed-minded are those that like swear by shoes.
Yeah.
Like they will wear shoes like everywhere they go, even like even around their own house sometimes.
Well, and I think part of it too is the way, you know, people are raised and when you and that they stick by it. And at some point that is your choice too. But I think some people, you know, they instead of pushing back, they just conform.
Right.
You know, and they stay to that. And I think a lot of the time it does derive from a place of fear of not being accepted, of being isolated, of being called weird or something like that.
Right. And worry about what other people think.
Yeah. And I think with Jupiter in, you know, this Pisces retrograde, I this does have a lot to do with barefooting with through Pisces. And I think that for a lot of barefooters, it's going to represent challenging those fears and limitations and also finding, you know, and this may not apply to everybody, but, you know, connecting spirituality to your barefooting.
Right.
But also, you know, how, in the sense of like belief systems isn't just spirituality, but, you know, kind of having that belief and that confidence in themselves of just like, why does other people's opinion matter, you know, and in general, like our feet are the key to reflexology. And so, I mean, our feet really are the key to, you know, the nerves and everything throughout our bodies, you know, and, you know, and I always heard too, like, from, you know, older people growing up that, oh, if you don't wear proper shoes, that can cause knee issues, hip issues, and then it can affect your whole body the rest of the way up. And so, you know, shoes are a tool, you know, they do have uses for safety, you know, but they are not a necessary tool for everyday life either. But at the same time, like if you are going to wear shoes, like wearing shoes that are proper on your feet is going to be a lot more important than wearing like flip-flops or something like that, you know, because, and, you know, flip-flops can be very damaging to your feet. I mean, you know, like anything I like podiatrists, you know, they'd honestly rather you be barefoot than be wearing flip flops because they are bad for your feet. And I feel like too, like we need to see that, okay, shoes are a tool to be used necessary, but you know, they're also a fashion accessory. And if that's how you want to choose to accessorize yourself, that's your choice. Have fun at it. You know, we're not here to tell you, oh, that's wrong. But in general, it's so silly to me that there's such an emphasis on shoes that people are like, oh, wear flip-flops or wear sandals. And some sandals, you know, are better, you know, suited than others. But there are some that are very, you know, flimsy and just really aren't good for your feet as well. And it's like there's such this emphasis on shoes in terms of safety that people don't even realize that it's like you're telling people they have to have at least have flip-flops on, which isn't necessarily safe, and you're more likely to have an injury in flip-flops than barefoot, just like you're more likely to have an accident wearing flip-flops and them getting caught while driving versus driving barefoot. I mean, there are stories, and we've even had, a local incident that happened a few years ago where a woman crashed into a building because her flip-flop got stuck and on one of the pedals. So I assume it would have been the gas pedal because she couldn't brake. And so in general, it's so weird to me that people emphasize, oh, you have to wear shoes in terms of safety, but they're not looking at, is this a safe shoe to wear, you know, either. And, you know, like there are situations, you know, but at the same time, like just shoes, you know, just any shoe isn't necessarily going to protect you from anything. You know, flip-flops, you know, really aren't going to protect you from much. Sandals really aren't going to protect you from much, really. But also, like, if you're working at a construction site, you're going to have steel-toed boots. If you're an electrician, you're going to have special insulated shoes. So it's like shoes are a tool, but your everyday average shoes aren't necessarily that much in terms of a protective tool. And like I had actually gone to a like haunted amusement park thing yesterday, and I was just dying to be able to take my shoes off. Honestly, I'd worn sandals, and amusement parks do have, you know, you pay to get in, you know, there's like, or there's a membership fee, you know, so that can, so because, you know, amusement parks, you know, like that, you know, require a membership fee or of some kind, they legally can have laws and, you know, or not laws, but they can legally have policies and health codes against barefooting because they're not
health codes, but
what did I
policies, yes.
Policies and what did I
procedures,
I guess would be the best word. Sorry.
Yeah.
They can
okay. Sorry,
No, you're good. But yeah, they can have policies and procedures, sorry, against barefooting. And I was just talking about how, you know, I'd gone to a haunted house amusement park thing last night, and I was dying to take my shoes off going through a lot of those haunted houses.
That could be harmful for you.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And, but honestly, my feet are killing me. And I don't even think it was just the walking, but wearing sandals. And one of mine actually broke in one of the haunted houses.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think it was the second to last one we went into. And some of those, it's pitch black. And that's why when I really thought about it, I was like, I don't even know where I'm stepping. I can't see. And that's
when I don't know if they put stuff down on the ground for effect either.
Yeah, you don't know. And then the thing, too, was there was a lot of, like, and it was more in the areas where there was light, where the ground was a little unstable.
Yeah.
Like, it would move, if that makes sense. Like, you'd have just a random step up. And you'd have to pay attention in general, too. But, you know, there were a lot of very, like, rough wood surfaces that looked like they honestly could have given me splinters, even though I probably wouldn't have gotten them on the bottom of my feet. You know, the top – I've actually gotten splinters on, like, the top of my toe even somehow, but also wearing sandals. So, you know, they're not always the best option. So – at that point, I did kind of, it kind of was more of a safety thing. Like, I know the gravel wouldn't have bothered me, the concrete wouldn't have bothered me or any of that. But when you're walking through, like, these haunted houses things and it's dark and you can't even see the ground half the time, you know, it is one of those situations where, you know, shoes can definitely be a tool.
Absolutely.
But they're not necessary for everyday life either, you know, and I think a lot of people, though, too, like, they don't even realize that they're coming from a place of ignorance either, you know, when they're so anti-barefooting. You know, they were like, well, what about safety? What about this and that? But they don't realize that there's really less to be scared of than we're taught. You know, like, there's really not that many risks, and obviously, you know, you have to assume some kind of personal liability at the same time. You know, if I'm walking through an alley and I step on glass, I'm not going to blame the city. Like, oh, that was on me.
It was your choice to not wear shoes, so it was not, you know. So yeah,
but I also think a lot of people forget, like, how much barefooters are paying attention. Like, I'll know where the glass is before you know where the glass is. You know, and I've had people be like, oh, there's glass on the ground. I'm like, I already saw it like 10 minutes ago, and I avoided it. And, you know, if I do have something I can throw it away in, then I do try to do that. But if I don't have anything, there are times where I unfortunately leave it because I'm worried about, you know, cutting myself and not having somewhere to put it. You know, in general, like, you know, we're paying a lot more attention than people realize we are. You know, it's not like we're just walking through life completely careless. Oh,
it's not a lazy thing. It takes a lot of actually conscious effort to be barefoot because you have to focus so much on it. I mean, it's not lazy. It's a choice.
Yeah. Well, and it also does take time to build up, you know, your feet
and
in terms of strength, but also in terms of like toughness with your soles and be able to have that resistance to the ground or concrete or gravel, you know, because it is a process. And I think that people need to also remember, listen to your body, listen to where you are in your journey. Don't listen to everybody else. And also don't feel insecure if you see somebody at a different level than you. If anything, you should look at it as inspiration, like, okay, they can do this. So can I. I just have to figure out how to get there.
And anyone that is already there, like me included, I can walk on about anything. I'm not going to look at someone who's just starting out and be like, oh, you can't do it. No, that's lame. We want to be there to encourage folks and give tips if they need it. And, you know, we're here for, like she said, inspiration
support,
so we can support. Like, I'm not here to be like, oh, haha, I'm better than you.
It's not
that is not even close to my goal. The only person I'm trying to be better than is who I was yesterday. That's it, myself. I want to improve myself daily. I'm not here to compete with anybody else.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have questions, then don't feel so insecure and shy about it. Like, we're here to help. You know, we're here to encourage and empower and, you know, help, essentially. Like, assist.
Well, and I think a lot of people in general just make too much of life into a competition, and it's not. Listen to your mind. Listen to your body. Listen to what your emotions are trying to communicate to you, too. Because, you know, when you're neglecting your body and your mental health, like, your emotions are going to show that, you know. So, like, listen within and try to understand why you feel the way you do or why your emotions are the way they are and, you know, just recenter that. And focus on you. You can't focus on everybody else. And, you know, and we're also, you know, we're not responsible for other people's opinions, especially the opinions of strangers. You know, we're responsible for our actions and the consequences of them, but we're not responsible for people's opinions.
Exactly. Exactly. You can only, the only thing you control is what you say and do. You can't control how people are going to take it. That is up to them, and that is on them to work on. And I'm not saying go around, don't worry about offending people all the time, because you still want to, again, be kind. But, like, my barefoot, okay, if it offends you, that's something you need to work on. That's not, that doesn't mean I have to put shoes on. That means you need to work on yourself. That means you have an issue deep in you that you need to work on. I'm not going to put shoes on to appease you. Like, I'm just not going to do it. And here's the fact. Here's the thing. When people say, oh, well, if it offends people, okay, well, your offense to my feet offends me. So why is me being offended less valid than you being offended? Like, we all need to work on our own stuff.
It's one thing if you're saying something that, like, intentionally or just saying something in general that is offensive, you know, to hurt someone. But if you're just – but if what you're wearing, if – you know, the absence of shoes, or if your colored hair, if your tattoos, anything like that, that is a personal choice. If that offends somebody, that's their place to deal with that. It's not yours.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like, okay, you don't like dyed hair, don't dye your hair. You're not into barefooting, wear shoes then and leave everybody else alone, you know? And I think
in general,
people just come from this place of control.
Yeah.
Rather than just accepting people for who they are.
Well, and people are so egocentric and they think the world revolves around them, whether they'll admit it or not, or even consciously think about it or not. So think about it. If you didn't think the world, those of us who know the world isn't revolved around us, we're not going around giving everybody our opinions on and telling them that they're wrong. But those folks that do, it's like they think the world revolves around them and it needs to tick to their clock or whatever. So they need to control it and fix it and change it. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing to fix.
And
does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get you. And just in general, something like I've been kind of realizing more is, you know, well, one, we need to love people more. And love isn't just romance. It isn't just family or anything like that. Like, love isn't kindness and helping others. Like, love is a very diverse thing. Yeah, and it does take a lot of work. And, you know, we need to start looking within ourselves and seeing, are we really accepting people for who they are? Are we giving them their freedom? Are we giving them their choices? Or is our, because even in our personal relationships, like, is love,
respect too. Like,
yeah.
Don't respect you.
Like, is, you know, is your love rooted in true love and accepting people for who they are and respecting their freedom and their autonomy, or is it rooted in control and possessiveness?
And what can this do for me?
Yeah. You know, what can I get out of it more so than accepting people for just who they are? And honestly, that's something that I, you know, still work on in my life, mm-hmm. you know, realizing that, you know, how I feel is other people, you know, like that's not dependent on other people.
Right.
That
right.
should be dependent on me and how I feel about myself.
Exactly. Only you could do something about it. You can't count on other people to help your feelings.
And you have to kind of just let go of that possessiveness. And we have a lot of that in our society, and it's we're taught that that's acceptable. It's pushed mm-hmm. on us. And I think that's where a lot of people, you know, do get very hateful. And we just need to remember that we just need to love and respect people for who they are and respect their autonomy,
exactly.
because that's the only way that you're going to be truly aligned with love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you have a problem with it, you don't have to voice it and make someone else feel like an ass, like crap.
Yeah, you know, don't make somebody feel bad about themselves.
Like, what is the purpose of that other than to make yourself feel better because you're an overgrown bully?
And again, that goes back to
playground bully.
Possessiveness. That goes mm-hmm. back to, you know, making everybody else, like, dependent on your emotions, but also making yourself dependent on their emotions.
Exactly. On that note, though, we do, I just read it's 2:16. We are going to run an ad break, and we will be back un momento, mi amigo.
Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact.
patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as empowering and encouraging barefooters and, you know, sharing tips and tricks. And I am your host, Phoenix, and I am with our other host, Audrey. But yeah, you know, we just rambling on about barefooting, basically.
Yeah, we're here talking about different things. We were talking about how the planets and everything may affect it, your mental health,
physical
tips for
health,
things to be
yeah.
physical, ways, things you can say to people when they seem to have a problem with it. We'll talk about now, I think, any personal experience this week. I went shopping all over spring. Obviously no one said anything to me there. I had to get some, it was Wednesday. It was very, very, I had a couple mental breakdowns at work. It was a rough day. That's why I asked about the whole thing on Wednesday, which we can discuss more personally.
Yeah.
After. Anyway, but, my therapist had to cancel this week, so I didn't go out there. Excuse me, I went somewhere else. Where did I go? Ben Kroger. That's nothing new. They know, they don't say anything to me. Bowling, but I had to wear my shoes during the game, but I don't wear shoes until the game.
Yeah.
I feel like the kids and the Nate and I went somewhere. I can't remember where. What about you? You go on about you.
Well, you know, I brought up the haunted like house amusement park I went to yesterday. And that was a situation where, like, I mean, my feet hurt, honestly. I have to wear sandals.
Mm.
But when you're going in these, you know,
that's
pitch black
yeah.
rooms or where there's just strobe light, and you can't really see, and, you know, I feel like at that point it is safer, but one of my sandals did break. I wasn't really that surprised, but the way it broke, it still, like, held on my foot, and it didn't, like, cause any issues, thankfully, because the type of sandals it was, but part of it broke, and I was like, are you kidding me? But it was one of those situations where it kind of, you know, was a better idea just to be a little bit safer.
Sorry,
I went to Walmart last weekend and for the first time in a while, and I don't know if I brought that up. I think it may have been after last week's show. I'm not sure.
Were you talking about it?
Okay, did I? Yeah, so I remember going to Walmart. I don't think I've really gone anywhere new. I didn't go anywhere new with this story, but, and Audrey and I had actually ended up at the same gas station, so let me explain this.
Yes,
so, it was like,
I wouldn't play again while I was there. I was so mad. Anyway,
so I was, I think it was actually yesterday or the day before, I had gone
when I saw
to,
it.
Okay, so
it was when the kids had scouts, so I was dropped them off, and then I stopped at Speedway and I saw it.
Okay, so I think it was the day before yesterday. I had gone to Speedway, and I wasn't wearing shoes or anything, and I remember this older guy walking out, and I was thinking, oh, gosh, please don't say something, and he started to walk away from the door because he was, like, leaving, and then he saw me with my cane, and so then he opened the door for me, and he was just really sweet. Like, he was like, and I was like, oh, thank you, and he was like, oh, it's no problem, you know, like, have a great day, and so, you know, didn't have a bad experience, you know, like, he seemed like a sweet, you know, older person, so I was like, okay, you know, I was all right, you know. I did, you know, I noticed that there was some guy that kind of was just, like, kept staring at my feet at one point when I was, like, in line and about to leave to pay for gas inside. And I just kind of ignored it, like, whatever. And when I had to go past him, I was just like, excuse me, and just, you know, didn't pay any attention to really him other than that, you know, because I'm just being polite, like, I'm trying to get around you. But when I had gone back out to pump gas, I didn't catch the name, but I know it was a woman because I had, like, her picture.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess there was some woman that was talking.
Their guest on, if you don't already know, Speedway guest on plays ads.
Yeah, they play ads.
Like little TV screens.
Yeah, so yeah, they play little screens that play ads and stuff. And so I was pumping gas, and so I didn't catch the name, but I heard what caught my attention was talking about, like, the benefits of grounding through barefooting and earthing, and how this woman had done like an interview or like a segment or something like with the Better Health magazine, talking about the benefits of barefooting.
Exciting, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like,
wow. Wow, they're putting this on. This is like national. Like, it was just really neat to see it. Like, it's there at the gas station of all places, like, promoting barefooting, and it was just really great talking about the benefits. I did a little, I was audible, like, people stopped and looked at me, I was like, yes, people stared, and I didn't care, I was like, whatever, you don't understand, like, this makes me so happy.
Yeah, so I didn't really have, like, an external reaction, but on the inside, I was like, oh my God, this is awesome, and then I was like, I have to talk about this on the show, and I love that you had also seen it. I don't even know if it was the same Speedway, but, I mean, we've got, like, five, I think, in the area, so, it could have been different ones, even just playing the same ad, but it seems like, in general, you know, barefooting is becoming a bigger topic, so is earthing or grounding through the earth. It seems to be becoming a, like, much bigger topic that people are talking about in the media.
It's becoming, like, I don't know.
More recognized.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say mainstream because it's not that,
but more accepted, more recognized. It's something that people are talking about more. And I just think that's, like, so awesome.
Agreed.
Because
so many
people can benefit it from it in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you are weird about wearing shoes in public, maybe it grosses you out, you know, but if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're having a panic attack or on the verge of one, or you feel like you're going to have an episode,
or you want to feel free,
you know, take time to find a place that you're comfortable with barefooting, take your shoes off, and just allow yourself to just be
start
centered.
You feel safe, and you might expand from there. Like, but you are, the biggest thing is, you know, felt sense of safety, especially, like, that's why I did my classes, first thing. You make sure, you know, feeling safe. And if you don't feel safe, it's not going to be of any benefit to you.
Yeah.
So make sure you start somewhere
that you're comfortable.
Feel safe.
Yeah, and you feel safe.
And then branch out if you feel confident.
Yeah. And, you know, and it is, you know, I think important to, like, when I was talking about the Jupiter retrograde, like, pushing limitations and it being in Pisces and Pisces rolling the feet. Like, I do think that, you know, learning to be more comfortable, having confidence in yourself, pushing those mental barriers that you have for yourself, as well as those mental barriers that other people have for you, is going to be really key thing to, you know, just tap into and to think about and to just evaluate, like, is this coming from me or is this coming from somebody else? You know, why do I feel ashamed?
Or is it something I agree with? If it's something you agree with, fine, move on. But if it's something you realize you don't agree with and you've just been told all your life, well, start working on that.
Yeah, you know, and I think we constantly have to reevaluate the things that we've been taught and, you know, the things that we've learned. And we may not even realize it, you know, until we're put in a position where we have to.
Right.
You know, and that can be very frustrating. But in general, you know, we constantly have to reevaluate what we've been told, you know, as we're seeing a lot more in media, as people are speaking out, there's a lot of things that we've been told that are complete crap, you know, and one of those is definitely this whole modernized and even like Western idea of disconnection from the earth and disconnection from nature and disconnection from our mind body connection, disconnection
more
from our emotions,
where we come from, where we're going, like everything, you're just disconnected from everything. And that's funny because the other problem why people start to think, get egocentric and think that they can tell anybody whatever they want because the world revolves around them, and they're just so closed off and disconnected.
Yeah, they're just so disconnected. And I think people also need to remember is, you know, when people say multiple realities exist, there is truth to that. What is right for one person is not what's right for another person. And there is no, well, most of the time, honestly, in life, there's no right answer.
And there's a reason we're all so different, too, is because there's different occupations, different paths, different things to do in life. Like someone who is more comfortable working in a lab with chemicals and not with children. Okay, so who's going to watch the children? Someone like me who's more comfortable.
Yeah.
But you're not going to see me working in a lab, and you're not going to see me running a business. You're not going to see me changing tires. Like, I mean, unless it's mine and I got a flat, that's different. But, like,
yeah, but you're not going to be a mechanic or something.
No way. No way in heavens. Nope. Mm-mm, I'm not built for it. Like, there's, you got to understand, everyone's different. Everyone's built differently, but everyone can barefoot.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's important, too, when we talk about, you know, everyone's built different, remembering that that isn't just physically, that is mentally, that's emotionally, that's with our interests, our hobbies, what sparks passion and enjoyment in us.
Right.
And
if we're all boring, it would be if we're all the same. Even if we were all like me, a pretty cool person, like still, I mean, there'd be stuff happening, we'd all be forgetting everything. Not a thing would get done. But anyway, but I mean, like, even if, like, if someone, like, is sporadic, like, it's still going to get boring because everyone's going to have the same thought, the same idea, and everything's going to...
But also,
like, there's a reason
we would
different.
Never get anywhere. Never. We would have no progress if everybody thought the same way and conformed constantly to the same ideas.
Exactly.
You know, like,
your own person.
Diversity is a beautiful thing. You can learn so much from other people. And even if you don't agree with somebody's beliefs, you know, especially, you know, a lot of the time too, you know, like for me, like I could have conversations about spirituality and I may not have the same beliefs as somebody, but you can still talk to them and learn something new and not even just learn something new in a factual, like, oh, I now know something about this religion aspect, but you can learn something about that person, but also you can learn something that you can later apply to your life and then that can open your mind and also help you see people more clearly when you can understand where more people are coming from.
If people listen to listen, not listen to reply.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people who think every discussion has to be, like, a competition, a fight, an argument, when it's, like, it doesn't need to be that way. Like, you can discuss your stuff while I discuss my stuff, and we're both just discussing stuff.
It's
like, it's not
having, a discussion.
I'm not trying to change your mind. You're not trying to change my mind. You know,
we're just trying to understand
each other. Prove anybody wrong. We're just trying to get to know the person. That's all. You can learn, learn a lot about people. You know, and it's just, it drives me nuts to see that, like, someone who they talk, they literally have conversations and they listen to reply. Mm-hmm. They have a rebuttal. They try and plan their rebuttal instead of.
And that's
learning.
The thing that I've had to learn, you know, I mean, I'm still fairly young. I'm, you know, only 20. And so, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, I'm still learning through, especially at my age.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've had to realize, like, rather than being defensive and feeling like I have to, or feeling like I have to defend myself and my opinion, or feeling like I have to argue. Yeah. Like learning to, you know, and I've been in environments, you know, throughout my childhood where it was like everything was an argument, everything was a debate, you know, you had to constantly defend. And I'm like realizing now that, like, that's not how you should approach talking to people.
Right, right.
That's not how you go about
learning
either. Like, when
you're not going to learn Jack Diddley if you're just arguing and not letting any of it sink in.
Yeah, and there are times where I've had to realize, like, maybe the reason why something didn't make sense to me or the reason why I didn't accept it or hear it the first time was because I was caught up in what I had been taught or what I had believed by, you know, being taught or, you know, and so, and then just realizing that's like, oh, like, this is something that, like, I need to reevaluate.
And that's what a lot of people, how it feels about people with the whole barefooting thing is, like, they want to argue about why. I'm like, you only say because it's been told your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, there are no laws. There are no house codes. There's nothing wrong with it. And once you realize that, you're a lot freer to live your life how you choose, honestly.
And even if you're not a barefooter, you're still freer because you're seeing that there is more to life than just conforming.
Yeah, and you know it's your choice. Even if you, when you understand that, and you, even if you put shoes on, it's your choice to do so.
Yeah.
You have a choice in life and in your body.
And I think
that's
a freeing experience for a lot of people, even if they choose
to wear
shoes.
You're not doing it because you have to. You don't know what you have to.
Yeah.
You're not doing it because you have to, because someone made you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're choosing. And that's what I think. It's a beautiful thing, whatever your choice is.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think everyone should choose barefoot. Clearly, but
obviously,
I mean,
unless you have a, you know, medical reason why you can't, you know, we're definitely
not
here
to change
shame.
The world. I'm just here to change my world.
Yeah, and you know, and I
totally egocentric myself, I guess.
And And, you know, with the whole defensiveness thing, too, like, you know, there are people who can't barefoot for medical reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, unfortunately, we've met people that get really defensive about it instead of listening to what we're saying.
Like, we're trying to tell them they have to take their shoes off. I'm not going to try and force anybody out of their shoes any more than I want forced into shoes.
Yeah.
But I will have a civil discussion with you about why I do what I do.
That's
fine.
And people need to realize, if I want my freedom to be respected, if I want my choices to be respected, I have to respect that from other people. And that can be really hard, especially within relationships, because, again, back to this egocentric obsessiveness, you know, rather than loving genuinely, we're taught to love through our ego and our ego defense mechanisms.
Yeah.
More so than, and just lowering those defenses and accepting people and being able to be vulnerable and have those conversations. And that's something that I, you know, am like learning and like reevaluating, I, you know, on a personal level, is like, how can I move past this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get so caught up in how other people make us feel that we don't always even think about how we make them feel.
Right, right. No, yeah, it is. We sometimes forget, my actions also have consequences. It's
yeah.
not just that you made me feel like crap, but I can accidentally make you feel like crap.
Or it's sometimes just because somebody makes you feel like crap, it doesn't give you the right to be reactive.
Yeah, or make them feel like crap back. And now starting an open discussion about why that happened and why they did what they did or said what they did. That's healthy,
but that's not being reactive.
The reality is, too, people are reactive.
Mm-hmm.
But like deciding, I did not like this. Let's have an open discussion about why you did that, why this happened, and what we can do together to make it better in the future.
Yeah, and if somebody refuses to have an open discussion with you, just walk away. Honestly,
it's not worth it.
Because it's not, and.
Right.
You know, I've had to learn, too, to, like, walk away from people like that and realize that, why am I defending myself? Why am I getting defensive? Why am I reacting this way?
Yeah.
Yes, they may
They don't care enough to
care. Then why am I putting all of this energy? Why am I letting their opinions and their inability to listen to me, why am I letting that affect me and my mental health?
Exactly.
And that's something that, you know, I've had to like really learn recently. It's just like, not everybody you care about is going to care about you necessarily.
That was the show. Boom, right there.
And, you know, I've had...
That's a hard, sad lesson to learn.
Yeah, and
but it's an essential lesson to learn.
You know, because like just looking back, you know, I had a lot of friendships in high school where people were like that. Everything was about them, and you know, just feeling like I had to try so hard.
And that's very typical of high school age, too.
Yeah, and unfortunately with young adults too.
Yeah.
And
well, your prefrontal cortex isn't fully formed until you're about 22 to 25. So your decision making is kind of garbage.
Yeah, and. I mean, and not even just your prefrontal cortex, but your brain as a whole isn't even done developing until you're about 27, 28.
Exactly.
But your decision process, you know, isn't about till about 25. But people also need to understand that trauma stunts that development and stunts that growth. But that doesn't mean, you know, you ignore it either. You know, you just have to remember, like, to take that time to work on that.
Yeah,
and
it used to be an ass. Pardon my language, but it gives you a reason as to why and what you can work on.
Yeah.
And
it's just, we need to just start respecting people, you know. It is about respecting choice and accepting people for who they are, you know. Like, and even with families, you know, I've had issues with family members. You've had issues with family members that don't respect barefooting. And we've had a lot, I feel like, of other people that have talked to us, whether it's on the show or individually, that have had issues with their family not respecting that. And it's like, if you really love somebody, I mean truly love somebody, like in the purest, non-egocentric, I'm consumed in my ego way, you are going to accept them from who they are.
Exactly. You're going to
encourage
them to do what's best for them. And then you wouldn't do yourself.
And like, and yes, you know, people need to be responsible for their actions and those consequences.
Yeah.
But barefooting, dyeing your hair, tattoos, things like that, No, those are up for debate, you know. If that's somebody's choice,
it doesn't affect anything.
Yeah, it's their body, and we need to respect body autonomy as a whole in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
More, and, you know, it's like, it's all about me, me, me. And, you know, okay, well, what about how you made somebody else feel?
Yeah.
You know, and I've even been finding issues in different, you know, like spiritual communities on social media that get so caught up in me, me, me. And it's like, okay, but you realize this is stemming also from a place of control.
Yeah.
You should be using spirituality to love and accept and to heal and to change things that need to be changed, not to control or to have your way.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like.
Any like religion or spirituality domain or anything that sole purpose is to get everyone to change and be just like them. And I'm sorry, it's rather cult-like in my opinion. And
yeah.
Harmful.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're being kind and you're helping, you're not going around killing people, stealing stuff, you know, being an all around degenerate, the rest of it's really not that important.
Yeah.
It's not key to life or whatever, I don't think. Like,
yeah. Your personal choices with how you present yourself and your self-expression, those really aren't other people's concerns.
Right.
You know, it's... You know, it's more about how you treat and how you talk to people, you know. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that approach barefooting with that-ness. And, you know,
That's the best clinical description I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Where, and it's just,
we
like.
We get a lot of that, a lot of disgust. I'm like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that is, there is, you know, this sexual connotation of bare feet. And people need to understand that not everybody that is a barefooter, that's not their thing necessarily.
Most people, it's not.
Yeah, like, I, you know.
I think most people that are into that prefer to, honestly, in my opinion, prefer to wear shoes. They have the perfect little feet. But anyway, we're not getting into that.
You know, I think that that is part of why people can kind of approach it with that disgust is, they think that
it's like when they approach the nursing mother, same thing.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, like with people having issues with breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Like, it's not barefooting, breastfeeding, it's not
That's
sexual.
What they were made for,
it's
you.
It's not.
I'm using my body for what it was made for. Yes, I nurse my children, and no, I don't wear shoes.
Yeah, and if you have a problem with sexualizing things that aren't sexual, that is something you need to reevaluate within yourself.
You need a therapist, yo.
Like, you need to figure out that within yourself. And also, with that being said, catcalling people for their feet is not going to be accepted within the barefoot is legal, you know, community, you know.
It's a family-friendly group, yo.
Yeah, and that's how we want to keep it, is, you know, appropriate, you know, and just respectful, you know.
Yeah.
In general, like, you know, don't be making any kind of comments to people that are disrespectful and making inappropriate comments, especially if somebody has made it clear that they're not into that. That is a line that shouldn't be crossed, you know. And
exactly.
If you have any experiences with somebody doing that, you know, let the admin team know on Facebook and they will take care of that. But I think it's just important for people to remember that, like, sexual, and it's not necessarily a sexual thing. You know, there are so many aspects to barefooting, like we've talked about, you know, spiritual, religious, cultural, as well as, you know, physical health and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a wide variety of even reasons within those categories why people barefoot, you know, and... If you're,
even if you disagree with what their reason is, I mean, it doesn't matter because it's not you. It's like the woman I, you know, when I ran it several months ago, I was at the hospital getting some blood work done. I went to the gift shop to get coffee, and one of the nurses or whatever, I don't know what her position was, but she worked there clearly. And she's like, she's like, I wouldn't walk around here barefoot. I said, well, there's no rule against it. It's not illegal. Your phone's under your chair. And she said, I know that. So acknowledging that she knows there's nothing, no law or health code, which was kind of fun.
She goes, but I wouldn't be doing it. I said, well, it's a good thing I'm not walking with your feet.
What?
245.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay, yeah. But, yeah, I was like, well, it's a good thing I'm not using your feet to walk, you know. And then I'm like, what else am I going to say? Like, they're my feet, lady. Like,
yeah.
Just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean I can't do it.
Yeah. No,
that's the thing.
Sure. And, I don't know. And, like, I've been also kind of like, you know, I've brought this up in the past, but I try to pay attention of how, like, barefooting, you know, how it shows up in the media. And this can be through, like, movies and stuff.
Yeah. It's recurrent to hyper-focus, I think.
Well, I think it's something,
good.
Too.
No, it wasn't meant to
no, you're good. Well, and I think it's something, too, that, like, you know, media is all around us. Whether it's social media or movies, TV shows.
And it counts as, just movies and stuff count as media, folks. I was talking to somebody that thought, like, media just meant, like, news. I'm like, no, media is magazines, media is movies, TV shows, commercials. It's all media.
Yeah.
Newspaper, print, you know, print or phone or whatever.
Well, yeah, just like there are different, like, media and arts or different mediums because media and mediums are, the words are connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, depending on how you're using it in that situation, you know, there are different ways
right.
of doing that. Yeah. And that's just really what it's kind of applying to. But
what was it you saw that you were going to talk about that?
You're good. You're good. So I was feeling nostalgic. So I rewatched The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the main characters, Bridget, loves running. And in one of like the intro, like the big intro scene kind of setting up their friendship, she actually, and this is like one of the first scenes, I'm really not really spoiling anything, and if you've read the book like I did, like the books or whatever, but anyway, so in like one of the intro scenes, she's actually like at a funeral, and so she ends up, and like, you know, she's got like tights and she's got flats on, and then her friends are like, oh, you know, we can give you a ride. You know, and she's like, you know, I'd rather run back. And so she hands them her flats and just starts running home in her. She's got like tights on, so her feet are still somewhat covered, but she just starts running without her shoes on. And then so her character does typically have shoes on, but there were multiple instances. Like there was an instance where she was barefoot on the beach, and then she started, you know, like it was just like her, you know, approaching somebody and talking to them, and then she later was running on the beach barefoot. And so there was also another scene that like her dog stole the pants, and like, you know, the pants have a lot of importance, so it's called Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And so her dog like picked them up and ran out with the pants. And so, like, outside, like, somehow got out of the house. And so she ended up running after him down the street, and she was it was a girl dog. And anyway, and so she ended up running down the street barefoot. And so there were at least, like, 3, maybe 4 scenes that I noticed that she was barefoot, and I thought that was really interesting.
Isn't it funny that you actually notice it more now that you're barefoot, or, like, you actually really notice it, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh. She's on. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's
and it was nice to see where it wasn't like a role either, where she was like disoriented, or because, like, you know, we've talked about in the past, most of the time it's like
negative.
Like they're lost, or like when I brought up like on the show Teen Wolf, there was an episode where the girl broke out of the hospital and she was like naked and barefoot, and she was in a completely like delirious out of it state. And, you know, it was more like, oh, it apparently got, like, abnormally cold, and they were worrying about her freezing to death, you know.
Yeah,
so rather than
nice to see that it's this prominent, like, put-together person that just happens to not want to wear shoes.
Yeah, and we're just seeing that, like, yeah, like, it's not like, you know, she's out of it or, like, lost or, in some kind of captive situation. Like, it's just her living her life.
Yeah.
And I'd also, again, I've been feeling really nostalgic lately, so I'll, like, go back and watch things I used to watch in, like, middle school and high school. And so I was watching Pretty Little Liars, and there was a scene where I don't know if all the girls were barefoot in the woods, but I know they had gone out into the woods, and, like, you know, like, the whole thing is, like, A,
basically lured him. And I know the one character, Emily, you could at least see in the camera, like,
yeah,
angle
it.
She was barefoot.
Yeah, it was
like, the shovel
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that episode. I watched the entire series myself.
Yeah, and so I was, like, rewatching
it. I didn't expect to like it, but
I know.
Like it.
Yeah, and so, like, there was an instance of that. There was also, and another instance that I liked was just there were two different scenes where, like, people were just, like, sitting in comfortable situations and they were barefoot. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't even see that a lot, too, like, people being comfortable.
I was watching some the other day. What did I watch the other day? And they were barefoot. They're actually barefoot quite a bit if you watch Ozark.
Okay.
It's, like, around the house. I mean, it's around the house, but still, it's incorporated.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember for next week.
Yeah, and even though, like, most people tend to barefoot around their house, it's like in media, we always see this weird fixation of wearing shoes,
yeah.
even in your bed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and so, like, there was one scene, like, too, where, like, when the character's mom came home and she, like, took her heels off and was carrying them. And so at first you don't see that her, that like, I mean, you just see her carrying them and you don't see her, feet until she's sitting down on the couch talking to her daughter and stuff like that. But most of the time I'll see scenes where they're carrying their shoes and you don't even see that they're not wearing shoes at all.
Right.
And it's like, what is this weirdness towards it? Like, it's not a purely sexual thing.
Exactly.
So what is wrong with this?
I don't know.
Like,
avoid it for some reason. I'm like, oh,
and I think sometimes too we're like taught to believe that like, oh, they're absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, do you wash your feet? Do you, you know, like, or do you never do that? Like, you know, because that's one situation where I can understand, like, okay, yeah, if you're going around never washing your feet, like, yeah, feet are gross at that point. But it's like, if you're hygienic, like.
Yeah, yeah,
it is what it is. And also people going out and walking around barefoot, how it's really not different than them walking around with shoes, you know. The real difference, though, is, you know, you can go home and wash your feet and get the germs off.
Feet are a lot easier to
but
clean
you,
shoes off.
But most people aren't going to put their shoes through a washer or a dryer or whatever, you know, to clean them up.
Shoes that will ruin them. So.
Yeah. And so I think it's just like, it is nice to see media, even if it's not necessarily like, truly representative of barefooting.
Or if it's not like a huge, like, make it obvious, it's just, you know, subtle.
Yeah.
It's still nice to see that there's
well,
there
and
more
it's
of it.
Nice to see even, like, scenes where it's just casual rather than it being like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing? Or in some kind of extreme situation
mm-hmm.
that they're barefoot in. And I've always found it so weird, like, how many scenes people have their shoes on and they're in bed.
Right.
And I, whenever I say something about it, people are like, oh, well, it's a movie, it's a show. I'm like, still, it's weird. Like, that's unrealistic, if anything. Like, I know very few people that actually do that, even people who are, like, shoe lovers. Like,
right.
Rarely do they actually do that, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I'm like, you wear your shoes in bed? Ew.
Yeah.
I wash my feet before I get in bed. Sometimes I forget because I'm tired, but
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's definitely one of those weird things.
Yeah.
That it's like, what is the fixation?
One of the things that makes you wonder, but why? Why is that even a thing? We are coming towards the end. It's 2:53. My brain just quit. Sorry.
Okay.
Did you have anything? I mean, we were still kind of talking. I don't mean to interrupt. I guess we got a couple
good.
More minutes, but yeah.
No, you're good. No, I don't think I really had too much to say about, you know, media and barefooting, but, you know, it is something that I definitely, like, pay attention to more after, you know, doing it more.
Yeah, you start to actually notice when.
But also, like, you know, like we've talked about in the past, like, a lot of the time in media, especially in news media, there's a lot of, like, very negative connotations surrounding barefooting. And media in general is such a huge aspect of our lives, you know, in our modern world or whatever, that it is crucial to look at media and how things are being, you know, presented and the connotations and stuff like that. And, like, you know, yes, like, going out of our house is going to public barefoot and standing our ground when people want to be negative is very important. But, you know, you're constantly exposed to media, whether you leave your house or not.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
You know, so it is definitely
even if you're just rooting through Facebook or TikTok or whatever, there's ads. That's media, folks. Or even TikTok videos is technically media. Like
yeah, social media.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You can't
This
really,
is media, you know.
Unless you're a hermit that doesn't have any electronics, then you're also not listening to our show right now anyway. But,
and it, you know, but... If that's what they want to do, good
I mean,
for them.
Yeah, good for you. But like, otherwise, you're it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, we're media. The radio show is media.
Yeah.
So.
And so it's just like one of the things that I feel like we definitely do have to pay more attention to, and also pay attention to how things are being represented.
I need to keep a notebook when I'm watching stuff so I can make notes that way I remember.
Yeah, I'll like sometimes too. I'll just be on my laptop anyway watching TV, and then when I notice it, I'll make a note, and like I have a document that I try to keep those notes in for the show.
Notebooks
and
anyway.
I'm sure there are times where I haven't been the best about remembering or writing it down. But in general, I mean, it is also important, you know, yes, to go out of your house and, you know, stand to your ground, break out of your comfort zone because, you know, and it's understandable, you know, not everybody is going to break out of their comfort zone in the same way. You know, maybe you want to start at a grocery store or, you know, gas stations are really good.
Gas stations are written or local convenience stores. They're really good places to start building your confidence because typically they'll accept anything.
Yeah. Or if you're also just looking to
build.
Build
up your confidence and then build up.
Well, oh, no, no,
I'm
sorry. You're good.
Toughness and whatnot.
Yeah.
And both mentally and physically toughness.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well,
a good place
and, you know, like different nature places or even just concrete can be a good place to start.
Your block at them or
and, you know, just be mindful of
Or you can be like me and just dive head first into it. It's your body, but listen to it. So.
Yeah. And if you're new to it, you know, maybe avoid, you know, asphalt, you know, or
summer for sure.
Especially in the summer and just focus more on, like, lighter patches of concrete and walking on those. You know, until you can build up that tolerance to heat. Like, I don't really have a problem now with, like, blacktops or, like, asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it did take time to get there. And
that's
it does
right.
take time to get there, for sure. So you have to just take it at your own pace.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really great, you know, having you guys listening to our barefoot rambling.
And I'm not just rambling. We're not just rambling to the quiet universe. Either way, this is Barefoot is Legal. We are 501c3 nonprofit, and we are dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle and empowering and encouraging. You can find us at barefootislegal.org. We're also on Facebook at Barefoot is Legal. I do the TikTok, or no, I don't. TikTok is Barefoot is Legal 2. I do the Instagram, which is Real Barefoot is Legal. So if you, you know, check us out. If you have anything you want to submit, feel free to do so. We can share it as member submissions. We're always looking for new content and helping folks, you know, strengthen in their journey.
Whether that's through confidence or tips and tricks.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah, mental that's for today. It's Audrey and Phoenix here, and we will see you or hear you. You'll hear us next Saturday. Have a great
take care, y'all.
Be safe. Don't ask.